Blog Talk Radio.
From the pits to the stands, from the drivers to the fans, it's time for Race Fans Rock with your host, Infield Chen.
Hey there, race fans. Welcome to Race Fans Rock Radio Show. I'm your host, Infield Chen, and I definitely have a great show for you tonight. I guess who I'm talking to. Yep, my better half, Brian Keselowski, will be on the show to kind of talk about his amazing 2 weeks first of all, last week he had a great week, and he's about to have another great week. So he's going to be on the show in just a little while to talk all about it, and he's going to be answering some questions that fans sent me earlier today for him. So we'll get his fan interaction going a little bit early this week, so it's going to be a lot of fun. But we did have a really, really good week at Kansas, and from my perspective, it was great. We went down to Kansas Speedway, and of course we drove, so that was about 2 days of getting there. Well, it was actually a really just long day. Left really early in the morning, didn't get there till early the next morning, so it was a very, very long way. Didn't see Toto, but I did get to see some pretty cool things. Going there, we passed by, we were on that highway, it goes right by the Gateway Arch, and I told him that while we were going, I said, okay, we are stopping there on the way back, I don't care how quickly we have to get home for whatever reason, we are stopping there on the way back, it's a national monument, it's on my bucket list, I gotta check it out. So we did that, and I'll talk about that in a minute, but it was a lot of fun. But we went down to Kansas Speedway, it was our second time there in about 2 weeks, because we were there earlier for the test, and it was pretty good. The car was... They had some issues with the car and they were working on it and stuff. And I usually just kind of stay out of all of that because that's not something that I like to get into. So let Matt and Brian kind of work those issues out and the crew guys kind of work on the car and they worked out all the kinks. Come time for race time, guys were ready. So I was going for the Super Speedway Championship points. And, we were ahead of the game by 35 points going into it. But by the end of the race, we got it. We got the Super Speedway Championship, and we were ahead of the game by 5 points, but it was such a close call at the end of the race that when the race did end, we had no idea if we really won or not. So I waited till Matt got out of the car, and I was like, okay, did anybody hear anything? Is it official? Did we win? Did they say that it's official? So no, we didn't hear anything yet. And I said, I can't take this suspense no more. So I ran over to the alcohol, and Larry Moyer was coming out, and I said, Larry, I have to know right now. I said, did we win it? Did we win it? And he says, well, I don't know. I don't have the official. I got to know right now. I said, I have to know from somebody official, and that's someone you. And he says, okay, let me break out the pen and paper. So he did. He broke out the pen and paper and went old school, and he kind of added all the points up and did what he had to do, and he says, Jeremy's like, I think you've got it by like 5 or 10 points. I said, but okay. So I said, okay, so you're telling me that we got it either by 5 or 10 points, but either way, I said, we got it. Is that right? Is that what you're telling me? He's like, yeah, you got it. I was like, oh my God. I went and proceeded to hug everybody in the Arca hauler and jump up and down and run outside the hall and just really, really happy and jumping all over the place and went over to the guys on the team and said, we got it. And I kind of made it official. So it was really cool to deliver that great news. But it's a big deal for Matt. And Matt's come a really, really long way this year, and just his whole driving ability and, his communication with the crew and things like that. He's come a really long way in a relatively short amount of time. And Brian is a big part of that. So I'm proud of him. I'm proud of Matt. And the team was really, really good. So we had a really good experience at Kansas Motor Speedway. And it was a great way to end out the season. Of course, congratulations goes out to Grant Enfinger and his crew on the 29 GMS team. They did an amazing job all year long. And I don't know if you guys will go back and listen to like one of the first episodes that I had Grant on the show here. I called it. I said, hey, Grant, I'm going to pick you to win this year. And I was right. So I'm getting anything for it, but I get a good pat on the back for myself. So there you go. I called it. Really good year for those guys. Good people on that team. So looking forward to see what they do next year. They have some different plans going. So we'll see if they'll announce that too. But overall, I had a really great week, and I would love to have more great weeks like that, and I just might have one coming up. But we'll see, and we'll get to talk to Brian about that just a little bit on the show. But I want to talk to you guys about the NASCAR Campground Network. I've been with them now for a little over a month or so, and I've been writing some blog posts exclusively for them, and it gets all posted up on NASCARCampgroundnetwork.com. But I got to tell you that they're really doing a lot to get fans involved and get them to come on out to the campgrounds and whatnot. And I am so excited to find out the new things that they are implementing every single week. And you guys should be too. Because one of the biggest things that they have going on is you could get a free trip to Daytona. That's right, a free trip for the entire week of Daytona Speedway in 2016. Now, the NASCAR Campground Network is giving away a fantastic week of fun, Daytona Race Week 2016. Now, one lucky grand prize winner will receive 1 week's lodging in an oceanfront two-bedroom condominium. And I've stayed at hotels and condominiums on the ocean. It is a great, it's a great time. It's so cool to wake up with the ocean's crash. Oh, I love it. Not only that will they get that, but they'll get $1,000 airfare or travel cash. They'll get $1,000 spending money. They'll get infield passes for four people for the entire week. They'll get behind-the-scenes VIP tour for four people at the Daytona International Speedway. They'll get a one special parking pass. Those parking passes are pretty cool to have at Daytona, that I could tell you. Now, the entry deadline is December 1st, 2015. The winner will be chosen at random in a drawing on December 18th, 2015. It's only one entry per person, and you must be at least 18 years old by January 1st, 2015. Now, there's no purchase necessary to win, so go to NASCARCampgroundNetwork.com and enter that sweepstakes. You'll be glad that you did. And while you're at it, check out all the benefits that you'll receive if you become a member. Now, I can tell you that just by going over everything that they provide, if you become a member and go to just one event, you will have saved so much money than if you were to do that without being a part of this really cool group, especially if you come to the racetrack, because they have a lot of racetrack packages. It's such a good deal. Check it out, www.NASCARCampgroundNetwork.com. I can't wait for next year to hang out with them. All right, so check that out. Now, tonight's show is brought to you by RaceGear.com. If you're the kind of race fan who loves memorabilia from all your favorite NASCAR drivers and teams, then you have to check out RaceGear.com. It's a one-stop shop for all your racing memorabilia. Everything, and you can get it all with a few simple clicks, and it's on its way to you. Prices are great, too, and if you use the code RACEFANSROCK at checkout, you will receive an additional 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go over and check out RaceGear.com. You'll be glad you did. All right, so now I want to get to a few burning hot topics in NASCAR that I think is newsworthy. First, a big congratulations goes out to Ryan Ellis, who announced that he will be making his NASCAR Sprint Cup Series debut at Phoenix International Raceway in just a couple of weeks in the Quicken Loans race for Heroes 500, with Science Logic as his sponsor in the number 33 for Circle Sport Racing. When asked what this meant to him, Ryan said, "Racing is one of the biggest things in my life, and I can't thank Science Logic, Mike Hillman, Joe Falk, and everyone at Circle Sport Racing enough for this opportunity. I look at this as my whole team, everyone that has ever helped me making it to the next level." Well, I am definitely going to keep an eye on Ryan for this race, and I wish him lots of luck each lap he makes. Now, in lieu of what happened with Austin Dillon earlier this year with that infamous crash that he had, NASCAR has made the ruling to only have one green-white checker this weekend, if it comes to that, instead of three. NASCAR made this decision in the interest of safety, and I don't know about you, but I'm agreeing with them that they made the right call. That wreck was pretty devastating, and thankfully, really thankfully, Austin walked away in good shape. Since I have a vested interest in this weekend's race with my better half driving, I'm all for safety this weekend. Now, in the past few weeks, I've been keeping an eye on David Ragan and Justin Allgaier, who are reportedly out of rides after Homestead. Well, it looks like we can now add Regan Smith to that list, who announced that he will not be returning to Junior Motorsports in the Xfinity Series in 2016. Now, there's no word on exactly where he will go, and there's still no word defining where David Ragan and Justin Allgaier will end up either. So I'm going to continue to follow along and see how this all plays out for them. Now, in other big news, you know, that hits very close to home. He's on the show in just a few minutes. Brian Keselowski will finally get a shot when he climbs into his brother Brad's number 29 Cooper Standard Ford F-150 for this weekend's NASCAR Sprint Cup Series, Fred's Super Dollar 250. Brian will be on just a minute to talk all about it. Well, that's what's hot this week, and I will do this again next week to see what's hot in folklore's event. All right. Hot Topics has been brought to you by Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC. How would you like to multiply the cash you have today into the cash you'll have tomorrow and down the road for years to come? Well, you can do just that with Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC. Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC is a wealth and profitability company designed to help individuals like yourself achieve financial freedom. No more having to worry if you'll have what you'll need for those rainy days. Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC has helped thousands of their clients achieve the life they've only dreamed of with peace of mind, and that's a big deal. They've helped me for several years now, and I can't see myself without them. You shouldn't either, so visit www.highlandwealthny.com for a consultation. It was one of the best decisions I have ever made, and it can be the best decision you ever make. www.highlandwealthny.com. All right, let's get to the main event tonight. Now, you may know him as Brad Keselowski's older brother and that guy who defied the odds to make it to the 2011 Daytona 500. You may even know him as Matt Krzyzewski's crew chief this year in the ARCA Racing Series presented by Menards. Or you may know him in some other way related to racing because he's been in it his whole life. I know him as my better half most of the time. Of course, I'm talking about Brian Keselowski, and he's on the show right now. Hey, Brian. You there?
Yeah, what's going on?
What's up, babe? All right, cool. Thanks for coming on the show, and, you know, I don't really like interviewing you, but I have to do it tonight. This is a big deal. So everyone is talking about your monumental weekend coming up. So I got to ask you, what does it mean to you to be in Brad's truck this weekend, and how did it all come about, you know, from your perspective?
Well, words almost can't describe what it means to be in the truck. Obviously, excited is not even a big enough word. So, you know, I'm very, very happy about getting this opportunity. It's my best opportunity to win a NASCAR-type race ever. So I can't wait to get there and get on track. I'm not really nervous. I'm just excited to get going. So can't wait for that to happen. The unfortunate part was that it had to happen the way it did with Austin Theriault getting hurt at Vegas, but, you know, the way things happen, sometimes they happen for the best, and, you know, luckily he's not hurt bad enough where he might not be able to come back here in the next couple weeks, so they're hopeful that he can come back by Martinsville, but they knew Talladega was out of the question, so that's when I get the call.
Cool. Well, now, since it was announced on Brad's blog that, you know, you would be the driver of the 29 this weekend, what reactions have you experienced from fans, friends, and even the media?
Actually, very, very positive. I can't even think of hardly maybe one person that even said anything remotely negative. You know, so honestly, I thought that was going to be quite high. So especially with the way that Brad is on and social media and how, you know, people react to him. Sometimes you get some negative stuff, but for the most part, everything was really, really good. You know, had a good time. Being able to announce it the way they did, and I thought it went really well.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Now, are you just saying that nobody said nothing negative because you know how I am, but or are you telling the truth there?
Oh, no, I'm telling the truth. No, that was, actually a really good way of the way that he announced it and everything. So I really was appreciative of, you know, how everybody has been with it so far, and when I post things online, you know, especially on Twitter, because I usually use Twitter the most, and you know, put things out there, and everybody's very positive with it.
Cool. So now I know the media has been kind of ringing the phone like crazy, which is a great thing. But what other radio shows have you been on since the announcement came out?
Did an MRN radio show here, I guess yesterday, and you know, actually there hasn't been a whole lot. I think Dave Moody wanted to talk to me when we were at the track, so. You know, not a ton. We've been pretty busy with the ARCA stuff and having to finish that up. And you know, so since it was announced, I've actually been pretty busy since then. So I haven't had a lot yet, but I'm hoping to have some more when we get to the racetrack.
Well, I know that Matt Weaver and Kelly Crandall did a great job writing some articles on you. And I think there's been even a couple more that I haven't seen. Any come to your mind?
Well, just mostly about how everything kind of worked with Brad and how it kind of came about. And, you know, it hasn't been a media firestorm by any means. It's just kind of a normal race at this point for Talladega. But I actually expect some more to come when we get to the racetrack. But, yeah, Matt and Kelly both did a good job on write-ups after the Kansas race and thought they did a really good job. And, you know, I appreciate them coming and talking to me about it. And, you know, it's been a good deal. I just can't wait to get to the racetrack and actually do it.
What is, you know, since it was mentioned on Brad's blog that, and that's what broke the news, what was your reaction to reading it and what he wrote about you in it?
You know, just that's pretty much the way he wrote it. It's pretty much the way it is, you know. So there was really no sugarcoating it. Me and him didn't always get along when we were kids. Obviously, we get along a whole lot better now than we used to. But, you know, a lot of the things, a lot of the reasons why this has never happened before is because of sponsorship and either my lack of sponsorship or his lack of being able to come up with sponsorship to do anything different than what he was doing. So, that's pretty much the truth and that's how it is. And now racing these days, it's all about money. If you don't have it, you can't go play. So, unfortunate for me in the past, but fortunately now that, the way things worked out, we can go do this.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So what are your expectations for this weekend?
Well, I hope at least run top five and have a shot at winning. I think there's a realistic expectation for this truck. This truck's only ran twice ever and finished in the top five both times. So if I don't do my job, then I guess that won't happen, you know. But I think if I have the experience I think I have, and even though it's not in a truck, it's at those type of tracks, and hopefully everything works out and we can keep the fenders on it, we should have a good finish.
Yeah, I think you'll do fine. But why is racing the number 29 truck so important to you, more so than if it were any other truck out there this weekend?
Well, obviously, a big part of it and the reason why Brad even runs the 29 is because my dad ran that when we were kids. I always run the 29 number when I'm running in other series and, you know, try to use it or some variation of that when I can run. And, you know, it's always been a special thing ever since I was a kid. And my dad's run 29 since, I think, 1980. So it's always been a family number, and Brad's kind of kept it in family. So it just seems kind of natural that when I would go run the first truck race, it'd be in the 29 truck.
Gotcha. Well, now, I have a question for you, and I'm asking this because any and every time that I have ever went with you to a racetrack, I was always there working as, like, a crew member first or then Phil Jen, and never really played that girlfriend role at the racetrack. It was always, like, second, third, or tenth, or whatever. So what am I supposed to do at the track this weekend? Because I'm drawing a real blank here. I mean, am I supposed to get all dressed up and just sit on top of a pit box? Because I don't think I could do that.
Yeah, I don't think that's what you mean.
What do I do?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't answer that question.
Oh, God. Do you think that they might let me do the sign or catch tires or something? I've been thinking about this. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how their pit stop stuff works, but, you know, it's kind of their deal, so I kind of let them do what they normally do. So we'll play it by ear.
Oh, boy. Should I bring, like, a dressy outfit just in case?
No.
I can't assume it. I can't do that.
No. Not all about that.
Yeah, well, I can tell you, you know, the big deal for us this weekend is that we're actually flying to the racetrack. We're not driving, so that's a big deal. I got used to, you know, being able to stop at my pilot truck stop and get my coffee, so I don't know what I'm going to do about that. You think the pilot will stop in at a pilot gas station to get some coffee?
Come on, I don't think so.
Damn it. Oh, well. It was worth a shot. But so anyway, this race is just another highlight of your year that's in racing this year, as you've had a lot of accomplishments. I mean, mainly with Matt Kurzyewski as his crew chief in the ARCA Racing Series, and you let him win the Super Speedway Championship. So from your perspective, what has that been like for you, and is it something that you think you're going to see yourself doing again in the future?
Well, there's always a possibility of it in the future. Matt wants to do at least what we did this year and, you know, possibly more, which would be great. But I don't know if we're really in position for that just yet, sponsorship-wise. So obviously it was a good year. We didn't even expect to run as much as we had. So in the end, to finish where we did, I thought that was really well. We only had one car and two engines. And, well, I should say two cars, one Super Speedway and one downforce car. And, you know, we made the most out of it. We didn't test a whole lot, so it's not like we went to all these tracks two or three times. I think we only tested twice, and, you know, we just had good finishes. And that's what it took to win the deal. The last race, we almost lost it. It was only one spot, and we had a flat tire with about four or five to go. So to finish it up the way we did, I was very impressed with how Matt reacted to that. And, you know, he's gotten better through the year, and I only expect better things next year.
Yeah, that was something how the race ended. We didn't blow the tire sooner. Somebody had to be watching. So I don't know, but somebody definitely had to be. But, oh, well, you know, I know you know how proud I am of you, and a lot of your race fans are too. And, you know, we're all going to be pulling for you this weekend, whether on the pit box or in the stands or at home watching. Now, some fans reached out to me today and had some questions for you, so here's what some of them asked. Shadow Russell said, what is your race strategy? Are you going to go at the back or stay up front?
Well, it just kind of depends on where you qualify. If you qualify about mid-pack and you don't feel comfortable with running with those guys, then you either need to decide to go forward or backwards, but you can't stay in the middle. And that's usually where the bad things start happening. So I would like to say I could be towards the front. I feel like it's a fast truck, and if I can stay out front, I would just rather do that. If you're in the middle and not really moving anywhere, it might be safer bet just to kind of hang out about 20th or so and in the back of a line and hope that everybody doesn't tear themselves up. So it just depends on, you know, kind of where you qualify, where you end up in line. I would like to be up front the whole time and not worry about it. That's where I want to be.
Yeah.
But first about half of that race, you got to keep your fenders on it. And then once you get past about halfway, you just got to go race.
Absolutely. Well, I wouldn't mind seeing you up there, too. So we're pulling for that. But Shane Lake says, what's the one quirk at Dega that we all need to watch for? I don't really know what he means by that. What do you think of that?
Talladega is different than Daytona more than, you know, a lot of people think. It's a lot wider, for one thing. The banking comes onto through the corners a lot different and onto the straightaways a lot different on and off. It actually picks up the banking and doesn't drop off as bad as Daytona does. So you don't get the tightness that you would get on the exit of the corners. But one thing that a lot of people don't realize is that the trioval at Talladega is actually a variable banking. So the very bottom lane of the trioval is a different banking than all the rest of it. So if you're on the very bottom, it's actually very important to really work on keeping your truck turning so you can stay on the bottom and not get too tight behind somebody and wash up into the top lane, and that's usually when things start happening.
Gotcha. All right. Well, Michael W. Smith said, this story would make a great movie. It has lots of interesting twists and turns. You should only know. He said, I would like to ask Brian, if he wins, what's next? Will the phone ring, and could this open up more opportunities for him to get back on track in a top-notch ride?
Well, I mean, you got to be realistic. So I'm 34 years old, and I'm getting my first real shot. So I don't know how realistic it is to think that, you know, if I won this race, Rick Hendrick could be calling me and saying, hey, I want to put you in a car and let's go race. I don't think that's realistic. Am I hopeful for it? Sure. I mean, but I don't think that's realistically going to happen. Unless you have sponsorship behind you, it's a really tough bet right now. And you know, you do what you can, but all I can worry about is this race, and then I'll have to worry about everything else later. But if I can go out there and win this race, then I'm hopeful that it can come up with more opportunities.
Gotcha. Dave Ryan said, do you think that being the crew chief on your ARCA car will help you as a driver in the truck race?
I think being a mechanic, you know, earlier in my career, and that translates into, you know, being on the crew chief role, has helped a lot being a driver also, but even back and forth the other way. So, you know, being able to be a driver and kind of know and understand when a driver is looking at you and telling you, well, it kind of feels funny here, and it's kind of doing this and it's kind of doing that, you know, that might help me more than it could others, because they've never actually been in that position before. So,
gotcha.
Yeah, I think it's helpful both ways. I don't see how it could hurt.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, LaDeanna Smalley said, how will driving the number 29 truck be different than driving your number 29 ARCA car?
Oh, trucks are a lot different than ARCA cars, especially at Daytona. The trucks are just so big. They just move so much more air. The rule packages are different. They've got more engine than an ARCA-style car does. A lot more spring rate in the back is mandated. Just how big the vehicle is and how much of a hole it punches in the air, it changes how everything drives. It's almost like driving, if you've ever driven down the highway and driven in a pack of semi-trucks and feel the air buffet around you, that's what the truck series trucks drive like. Whereas an ARCA car doesn't really do that near as much because it's a lot more slicker. The cars are designed like the old-style cup cars. So, you know, in the current ARCA car, especially on the super speedways, they definitely drive a lot nicer. It's kind of like driving Cadillacs out there. The truck is going to be a white-knuckle ride, that's for sure.
Oh, boy. Well, Kaylee Beth Harris had a similar question. She wanted to know, what's the difference in the way a truck races compared to a Sprint Cup car?
A Sprint Cup car, it's actually the current Sprint Cup car, it's somewhat similar. The ARCA car is quite a bit different, but the current Sprint Cup car is a lot wider. It's a lot bigger. The spoiler isn't near as big, and the horsepower is quite a bit different yet. But, you know, it's still probably the most similar vehicle to drive as a truck. So a lot of the same characteristics. The truck just amplifies it because of how big it is.
Gotcha. All right, well, Bill Schwartz said, being a former track champion at Toledo Speedway, how do you feel about taking on the banks in a truck at Talladega?
Well, I've raced there a few times. That helps. I've actually been a driving instructor there before, too. So, you know, the scariest thing I've ever done was being a driving instructor at Talladega, riding along with somebody else driving a car. So, honestly, if I can get through that, I think I'm going to be okay. But, you know, I feel good about it. I've had some success there in the Nationwide Series with my own equipment. And, you know, I feel good about, of all tracks, being in Talladega. It's one of the easier tracks to drive, for sure. But when you get in a pack, you gotta race hard and hold on.
Cool. Well, Becky Taylor says, well, having the opportunity to race in the Truck Series has to be a great feeling. If the opportunity was presented to you by your brother to race in the Truck Series full-time, would you?
Oh, absolutely. Especially in the equipment that Brad Keselowski racing has. I don't even think that would be a question. It's just going to be difficult without sponsorship. You know, they have their own sponsors, but each driver has to kind of be able to do their own deal, you know. So it's just it's kind of a one-off deal. I wish it was more as of right now. It's just one race. And, you know, like I said, if we can just accomplish the goals that we have set and have a good opportunity to win a race, then maybe more will come of it.
Yeah. Well, Nancy Himes-Johnson kind of asked, would you one day love to drive Brad's Cup car or another Cup car? And I almost want to answer for her and say, yes, the 92, we want you back in that one full time. But I'll let you answer that.
Obviously, my own equipment is tougher to drive than other people's because I would have to pay for my own equipment. So, I would love to have a great full-time ride in a Sprint Cup Series car. Like I said, is that realistic at this point? It's pretty tough. You know, everybody's looking for the next Jeff Gordon, and they're looking for the youngest guy they can possibly find and groom him along and bring him in so he could be there for 25 years. And obviously I'm a little older right now, and it seems weird to say 34 is old, but, you know, in racing 29. Right now, 34 is on the older side. So it's I got to be realistic about that. And while I'm hopeful, I also kind of pessimistic about it.
Well, you could also just stop telling people how old you really are and just say 29. It works for some of us, you know. I don't know what to tell you. Anyway, but Alicia Murphy said, what conditions are most favorable for racing at Talladega?
Somewhat cool conditions, but not cold. I would say if you could be in the anywhere between 55 and 65 degree temperatures would be about perfect racing conditions for a truck. Well, really any kind of racing vehicle. The motors run the best at about that temperature. The tires still have good enough grip, and, you know, it just isn't too hot inside the race vehicle because these race vehicles get very hot. So the cooler it can be outside, the better it is for the race car driver inside.
Gotcha. Cool. Well, that was all the questions that the fans had for you tonight. So thanks for answering those, and that was pretty insightful. And cool. Those fans will be happy that you did that. I know that they're all listening. So Brian, what else about this weekend coming up that you're looking forward to? Anything specific?
You know, just getting a chance to get in back into the Truck Series. I've never drove a Truck Series truck in a race. I tested one a long, long time ago. But, you know, just getting a chance to get back into the Truck Series. I haven't really been a part of it since 2005. So it's been a long time coming, and I've always wanted to run one, never got a chance to run one, and now I've got about the best chance I could ever have.
Awesome. Well, then we'll see what happens this weekend, and, you know, we'll pull for you. All right.
Okay.
Well, thank
Sounds
you
good.
For coming on the show, and I will finish up, and we'll go out to dinner.
All right.
All right. I'll talk to you a little bit. Bye. All right, everyone. There you go, Brian Keselowski. Yeah, and you're probably going to want me to hurry up and do the show because I know he's probably getting hungry right now. But anyway, let me get on with the show here. I want to talk to you about my dedicated Fan in the Stand reporter program. Now, if you ask, what is that? Let me tell you. Sometimes I can't always be at the racetrack, which it sucks, but it's the truth. Sometimes I can't be there. But so I've come up with a plan to kind of help a race fan have fun while I get some help from them. So I have my dedicated fan and stand reporter program. What that is race fans who want to go to a NASCAR Sprint Cup Series race with some pretty good access to have a good chance at meeting all their favorite drivers while helping me out as being my eyes and ears. They send me their requests. They give me a good reason why I should pick them, and sometimes I do. If I pick them, I send them a couple of passes. They go to the racetrack, and like I said, they're my eyes and ears. So they'll tell me what the weather conditions are, and you know if they meet their favorite drivers and they take pictures with them, they'll send me that. They'll send me everything about the track. They'll check out the menus at the track. They'll check out the bathrooms at the track. They'll check out what's going on in the outfield, in the infield. They check out everything, report back to me all week long, and I post it all up on my social media, my website, infieldgen.com. And everybody else that follows along gets to kind of check out what they're doing and kind of be at the track through their eyes. So it's a cool deal. It's gotten pretty popular this year. It started at the beginning of this year, and it's gotten really popular. So we have a couple of races left, and if you'd like to be my dedicated fan and the fan reporter for any of the remaining NASCAR races this year, send me a message. Let me know which races you're interested in doing and why I should pick you. Like I said, if I do, I'll send you to the track with a couple of passes and on a mission. All right. Now, I also have my InfieldGen fan sponsorship program because a lot of race fans out there want to be sponsors, and they just think that it's something that they can't afford or something that they can't do, and they just don't know how to get involved. Well, it's really, really easy. And I have these affordable packages that basically any race fan can turn into a sponsor and say, I'm a team sponsor. It helps the race teams get the things that they need, and every dollar counts. I mean, Brian just told you how hard it is for him to do anything without sponsorship. So believe me when I tell you, every little bit counts, and it really does. The InfieldGen fan sponsorship program it's all listed up on infieldgen.com/fan-sponsorship. All the details of it are right there. I have a list of commonly asked questions, so if you have any questions or concerns, probably just read through that list. It'll probably answer everything that you possibly have. And after you read through it all and you make the decision, just connect with me and tell me when I will turn you into a team sponsor too. Now, I have other sponsorship packages available than just what's listed on the site. For example, if you'd like to see your name or a logo on a NASCAR Sprint Cup Series car for any of the races remaining this year, I can do that for you. Now, I know a lot of these team owners that are in the garages and on the Cup teams and the Cup side and whatnot, and they will work with me to kind of help you guys get what you want on the car. Again, and if that's something that you'd like to do, again, it's not very expensive. You can connect with me, and I will get that all set up for you. All right, so now I have another thing that I just keep trying to do things to get the race fans involved. And I came up with racefansrock.com. Okay, we have totally customizable profiles. It's a safe website. We have high security measures on there, so there's no spam, there's no negativity, there's no lewd, crude, anything like that there. It's a social community dedicated to racing and everyone in it. And that means you're all invited. So it's good for race fans, drivers, team members, members of NASCAR, ARCA, members of the media to kind of come together on a social community and interact. Now, the best part of the main feature that I like the most on racefansrock.com is the live chat room that I have set up for every driver in the top 30 series. When a driver joins racefansrock.com and gets a profile, he or she is verified so that when you speak with that driver, you'll know that you're really speaking to that driver. It's legit. And the really cool thing about those chat rooms is if a driver were to go into the chat room, he or she could speak with their fans in real time. You write it, you send it, they see it, they respond. Other social sites, you have to, it just takes too long. The chat rooms are live. They're live 24 hours a day. Anybody can kind of go in there. If you like Jeff Gordon, go to the Jeff Gordon chat room, meet other Jeff Gordon fans, and, you can make some really good bonds that way. So, yeah, check it out, racefansrock.com. And that's not the only thing that we have on racefansrock. That's just one of the features. And, we've had a discussion with my web guy, David Allen, who is a genius at getting the ideas I have in my head onto the computer. Wonderful guy. I've been working with him for a really long time. And he's come up with something that we're going to be implementing on the site, hopefully within the next couple months. And I think it's going to be a really good thing for iRacing fans in the off season. So, yeah, I said iRacing. So it's something that we're talking about. It's something that I believe we will be able to implement on the site sooner than later, and there'll be prizes and things like that. So it'll be another component, and it'll allow another group of people to kind of enjoy RaceFansRock.com. So, yeah, check that out, RaceFansRock.com, and it's free to sign up. Now, this RaceFansRock.com segment has been brought to you by Tate's Cleaning Services. If you're in the Charlotte, North Carolina area or any of the surrounding areas, make sure you contact Tate's Cleaning Services first for all your home and office cleaning needs. It doesn't matter how big of a mess you made, Tate's Cleaning Services will clean it up and make it sparkle again like new in no time at all. We use them all the time, and we have three basset hounds who can make it, you know, kind of stinky no matter what you do. They just stinky little things sometimes. But Tate's Cleaning Services does an excellent job every single time. And as you can see, they are very pet friendly too. They're fully licensed and insured, so trust and call Tate's Cleaning Services to book. You can visit them on Facebook, / Tate's Cleaning Services. That's T-A-T-E-S Cleaning Services. You can email them directly at NorthCarolinaMade@gmail.com, or you can call them at 763-269-1919. Now, make sure that you mention that you heard about them from me and Phil Jen, because you'll get a discount. I absolutely guarantee you're going to love them as much as we do. All right, it is time to find out who's who, who's in it, and who is driving what this weekend at Talladega Super Speedway. All right, starting with the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series. They show 32 trucks on the entry list so far for Saturday's Fred's Super Dollar 250 at Talladega Super Speedway. We have Chad Boat in the number 16. Ryan Ellis in the 28, Brian Keselowski in the 29, Bobby Gearhart, friend of ours, in the number 36, and Stanton Barrett, he's crazy, in the number 91. He does some crazy things. Anyway, the Fred's Super Dollar 250 at Talladega Super Speedway is set to start this Saturday, October 24th at 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, and it will be aired on Fox. Good, so everybody at home, whether you have cable or not, will be able to see Brian start that race. I can't wait. All right, drum roll. On to the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series. The entry list for the CampingWorld.com 500 at Talladega Super Speedway, 45 teams and drivers for only 43 spots. Now, that includes Ryan Blaney in the 21, Bobby Labonte out of retirement in the 22 for Circle Sport Racing, Travis Quappel will be in the number 33 for Circle Bobby Labonte will be in the number 32 for Go Green Racing. Excuse me. Travis Quappel will be in the number 33 for Circle Sport Racing. Timmy Hill will be in the number 62. Michael McDowell will be in the number 95. And Michael Waltrip will be in the number 98, all for Premium Motorsports. Now, drivers will need to be in the top 36 in speed and have no provisionals available to them, which means that their lowest in owner's points would be Timmy Hill in the 62, who's 45th in owner's points, Michael McDowell in the 95, who's 44th in owner's points. Now, drivers that would miss the race if qualifying is canceled, meaning that they had the least amount of race attempts, would be Ryan Blaney in the 21 with only 16 attempts, and Michael McDowell in the number 95 with 17 attempts. Now, the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series CampingWorld.com 500 at Talladega Super Speedway is set to start on Sunday, October 25th at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time on NBCSN. Now, if you're not at the racetrack this weekend and you're not able to catch the action, that's okay. Just follow along with me on social media. You know you can do that. Just keep in touch with me and continue sending me your questions and requests all week long for Talladega Super Speedway. What do you want to see? What do you want to know? Post it and I'll get it done for you. Find me on RaceFansRock.com by simply typing in Phil Jen in the search box and make sure you add me as your friend. You can still connect with me on Facebook at Facebook.com/ InfieldGen fan page and Facebook.com/ RaceFansRock. My personal Facebook page has unfortunately reached that 5,000 friend limit, so I can't really add too many people on there. I have to kind of wait till somebody deletes themselves or whatever. But yeah, got a bunch of people waiting in the queue, and I add them as the spot becomes available. So another reason why RaceFansRock.com is a better social community, because I don't have a limit on how many friends you can have. So be friends with everyone. I don't care. It would be better. All right. So if you're on Twitter, you can follow me at InfieldGen. And I'm also on Instagram, LinkedIn, Google+, YouTube, Tumblr, Pinterest, Periscope, and more. Whatever else is out there. I'm on there as InfieldGen. All right, cool. So make sure that you visit my website, infogen.com, on a daily basis and check out the latest news, pictures, videos, race results that includes all practice sessions, qualifying sessions, and final race results, complete with race notes and penalty reports for every race. Make sure you also check out my new blog posts, cool fan stories, post-race audio interviews straight from the media centers at each and every racetrack every week, different teams' press releases, photos from my dedicated Band in the Stand reporters, and so much more. So check it out, see what you missed, and get all caught up. It's all right there on InfoGen.com. And then, you know, show some love, click over to my merchandise tab, and get yourself some InfoGen stuff. My logo's kind of cute. I think it'll be good. Anyway, check it out. Let me know what you think of it. That'd be great. Well, I am running out of time for tonight's show, and I want to thank all of the race fans who allowed me to turn them into sponsors this week, and I'm hoping to be able to add you to that list next week. Once again, I want to send out a huge shout-out to RaceGear.com, Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC, Tate Cleaning Services, and to every single one of you guys who tuned in. I hope you all enjoy this weekend's races at Talladega Super Speedway. I know I will. And I will post a ton of pictures to keep those who follow along with me updated with the inside scoop straight from the track. I can't wait for this weekend. I really can't. Now, if you're also going to be at Dega this weekend, feel free to send me some of your awesome pictures that you take so I can see how much fun you're having, and I'll post them all up on InfoGen.com under the Fan Central section so everyone else can see how much fun you're having too. Talladega is a really cool place, and especially the campgrounds. I can't wait to get there next year with the NASCAR Campground Network. Speaking of, I can't say enough good things about the NASCAR Campground Network, and I really hope that you'll take a minute to head over to their website, NASCARCampgroundNetwork.com, check them out, and make sure you enter for your chance to win that trip to the Daytona 500 in 2016. Click on their blog section on a regular basis and read exclusive articles written just for the NASCAR Campground Network. Check out all the benefits about becoming a member so I can see you and hang out with you at a NASCAR race next year. Become a member today, and do not forget to include my name in InfoGen at checkout and receive a $20 discount on your yearly membership. We're going to have a lot of fun with the NASCAR Campground Network this year, and that's another thing I can't wait for. I don't know about you. All right. Thanks to my awesome guest, Brian Keselowski, for coming on the show and sharing his thoughts and excitement about getting in the hot seat this weekend. I know he can't wait, and I also know that he really can't wait for the show to end because, like I said, we have a dinner reservation to get to. So with that said, tuning in tonight, and we'll get to do this again next Tuesday evening. Till then, have a great week, and I'll catch up with you again right here, same day, same time. And remember, everyone, RaceFansRock.com.